Left accuses Mike Pence of mansplaining despite nearly even speaking times. By Hannah Blow on October 8, 2020. Leftists are accusing Vice President Mike Pence of mansplaining during Wednesday night's vice presidential debate against Democrat Kamala Harris, despite the fact that they virtually enjoyed the same speaking time, although some estimates have Harris speaking more. Leftists accused Pence of mansplaining throughout the debate, a term used to describe a man purportedly patronizing a woman during a discussion. "A lot of people were noticing some mansplaining going on tonight," ABC's George Stephanopoulos said. "I don't think VP Pence's mansplaining and overtalking is doing a lot to narrow the gender gap, unless it is also turning off more men as well," journalist Dan Rather remarked alongside others who appeared to agree. However, several tallies show Pence and Harris virtually tied in terms of speaking time, with some giving the California senator the edge. CNN's final tally had Pence speaking just 3 seconds longer than Harris, while CBS News suggested Pence spoke 3 minutes longer than Harris. Notably, many conservatives balked at the accusations of Pence mansplaining, particularly after Harris took an opportunity during the debate to explain what debt is to the audience as she falsely claimed that Trump only paid $750 in taxes. "And that's why Joe Biden has been so incredibly transparent. And certainly by contrast that the president has not, both in terms of health records, but also let's look at taxes. We now know because of great investigative journalism that Donald Trump paid $750 in taxes. When I first heard about it, I literally said, 'You mean $750,000? And it was like, no, $750. We now know Donald Trump owes and is in debt for $400 million. And just so everyone is clear, when we say in debt, it means you owe money to somebody," Harris added.